弟兄姐妹平安。在一般成人主日学里面，
And during adult Sunday school time,
老师在讲解神的性格这个题目。
The teacher was teaching on the character of God.
几分钟以后，
A few minutes after that,
班上一个学生老张，他举手。
There was a Mr. Zhang in the class. He raised his hand.
他说：“我想神不是这样的。”
He said, "I don't think God is like that."
神应该是很友善的。
God should be very kind.
从来不会让人家生气。
He will never make anybody angry.
他很聪明。
He is very intelligent too.
但不干涉我的事。
But he will not interfere with me.
Meddle
with me.
他怜悯我，他充满怜悯。
He is full of compassion.
但不会过了头啊。
But not overpowering.
他是足智多谋啊。
He is very resourceful.
但从来不打扰我的决定。
But he will not interrupt my plans.
这是我喜欢如何来想神。
This is how I like to think of God.
老师对他说
And the teacher said to him,
谢谢你
Thank you.
你只是告诉我们许多有关你的事
You only told us a lot about yourself.
但我们想知道的
But what we want to know,
不是你喜欢神怎么样
It's not how you want God to be.
而是神究竟 是应该怎么样
But how is God really like?
这位老师也许讲话讲得太直了
Maybe this teacher was a little bit too direct.
不够客气啊。
Not very tactful.
但是我们应该认识的神。
But the God we need to know.
不是你我喜欢的。
It's not the one that we like.
而是圣经里怎么讲他启示出来。
But how the Bible reveals to us.
这是我们今天碰到一个大问题。
So this is a big problem we encounter.
我们受到文化的影响。
We are influenced by our culture.
在美国有许多设计师的名牌东西啊。
And today there are a lot of the designers of famous brands.
有设计师的牛仔裤。
The designer jeans.
有设计师的上装啊。
Designer clothing.
有设计师的旅行袋啊。
A designer bag.
几年前一部美国汽车也说是设计师的汽车啊。
A few years back, there was even a designer car.
那时候美国的福特公司。
At that time, the Ford Motor Company.
它有一部 SUV 叫做 Explorer 的。
Manufactured an SUV named Explorer.
它来一个广告说我们有个 Eddie Bauer Edition.
And in the ad, it says we have an Eddie Bauer Edition.
我们有个 Eddie Bauer 的这个豪华版本呢。
We have an Eddie Bauer Luxurious Edition.
我们难怪今天在美国我们有个设计师 的信仰
And、so understandably today we have the designer religion too.
什么意思呢
What do I mean?
我把一些基督教我喜欢的道理
So I gather some information I like about Christianity
又把孔子的教训
And combined with some Confucius teaching
给 国内一些电视上这些名人讲的话
And some of the sayings of the TV celebrities.
好像说江山易改本性难移啊。
Sayings like, it's easy to change an empire, but for my own personality, it cannot be changed.
我把这些东西全部合并在一起啊。
So I combined all these things together.
成为我喜欢的信仰。
And to become my own favorite.
成为 我能够接受的真理。
And to be the truth that I can accept.
难怪有一句英文话说得很好
No wonder there's an English saying that's very
在你们节目单上面
It's printed in your bulletin
也许中文的翻译可以这么说
The Chinese translation can go like this
今天人们相信是真的
Today people believe to be true
只是因为他们所渴望成为真的
Simply what they desire to be true
他们渴望哪些是真的，他们就把它当作是真的。
They desire something to be true, and so they consider it to be true.
神的圣经是在启示他自己。
The Bible is his own revelation.
因为圣经是神的话。
Because the Bible is God's word.
你想认识神
？If you want to know God.
你想认识神究竟是怎么样
？If you want to know what God is like.
他的品格如何
？What's his character?
他怎么样与人来往？
How does he deal with people?
他怎么样与他的子民来往？
How does he deal with his own chosen people?
圣经都告诉我们。
The Bible tells us all.
可是很多时候，
Unfortunately, very often,
我们对圣经不熟啊。
We are not familiar with the Bible.
因为我们没有去读它。
Because we don't read it.
许多时候我们读了圣经一章两章，
Very often we will read one or two chapters,
我们就赶快下结论说神应该是这样，
and we quickly conclude that this is what God is like.
或者说我们读圣经的时候我们不是真的要了解神了，
or sometimes when we read the Bible, we really don't want to find out more about God.
我们想找出圣经哪里我们认为不合适要批评它，
because we want to find out some mistakes in the Bible so that we can criticize it.
我们常用我们自己的头脑，
Very often we use our minds.
想出一个以人为主的神，
to have a man-centered God.
从人的观点来看神应该怎么样，
That is to look at God from man's perspective.
既然每个人想法不一样，
And since everybody thinks differently,
那想出来的神当然也不一样，
And therefore the God we get of course is different.
我们需要再回到圣经，
Let's return to the Bible.
一个健康教会的第二个记号，
The second mark of a healthy church
便是圣经神学
is biblical theology.
神学这个字是说是有关于神的事情，对吧？
This word theology means that something is about God.
那么圣经神学呢？
And biblical theology
从圣经来认识这位神
means to know God through this Bible.
认识他的品格
and know his character.
认识他如何和他和人来往
and how he interacts with men.
这样对神的认识
This kind of knowledge of God,
对一个健康的教会来讲
to a healthy church,
不只是在牧师的身上
does not rest only with the pastor,
不只是在执事们的身上
or in the deacons,
而是应该在许多会友的身上
it should also be on most members.
每一个人都从圣经来认识这位神
Everybody will get to know God through this Bible.
他们按照圣经而不按照人的智慧人的学说来认识神
They know God not through man's wisdom but through the Bible.
因为圣经不是一本啊收集了许多伦理道德的手册
Because Bible is not a manual for philosophy or ethics.
告诉我们说怎么做好人做好事
Telling us how to be a good man or to do good deeds.
圣经其实主要是一本充满了故事的书
Rather, Bible is a book full of stories.
什么故事？
What kind of story?
神的故事。
God's story.
他的故事。
His story.
神要用故事来告诉我们说他是谁。
God uses the stories to tell us who he is.
他的故事也许可以用 五点来形容。
And his stories can be described by 5 points.
他是个创造的神。
He is a creating God.
他是个信实的神，圣洁的神。
He is a holy God.
他是位信实的神。
He is a faithful God.
他是位慈爱的神。
He is a loving God.
他是个有主权的神。
And he is a sovereign God.
那我们看第一点。
Let's look at first point.
他是位创造的神。
He is a creating God.
圣经的故事一开始就说什么都没有。
The Bible started up with nothing.
然后这个没有呢又变成有了
and this nothing became something
这是个真的很奇妙的故事
this is really, very wonderful story
然后神创造了第一个没有生命的活物
and God created the first non-living thing
然后创造有生命的活物
and then he created a living thing
然后动物
and then animals
然后按照他的形象创造人
and he created man according to his own image
然后我们就看到伊甸园的故事
and then we read about the story of Eden
人开始堕落
and man's fall
从那开始我们事情越来越走下坡
and from then on things just went downhill
从该隐到挪亚
from Cain to Noah
事情继续的变坏
things continue to change
最后洪水来了
and finally the flood came
可是洪水过后
yet after the flood
又走下坡
The downward trend continued,
一直到巴别塔
until the Tower of Babel.
然后神呼召亚伯拉罕
and then God called Abraham.
从那个时候开始
and from then on,
圣经里面记载神为他自己的子民为了他的缘故成立一个特别的民族
God has recorded in the Bible that God chose his own people.
他的选民以色列人
his own chosen people, the Israelites.
故事就绕着这以色列人了
And so the story continued around the Israelites.
他们有一段日子还过得不错
They had some good days.
但是因为敬拜偶像
but because later they worshipped idols,
不肯敬拜神
and did not want to worship God,
他们做了几个世纪的奴隶
they became slaves for a few centuries,
然后有出埃及记
and then there was Exodus,
他们离开埃及
they left Egypt,
他们得到神给他们的律法
and they get the commandments from God,
他们进入迦南地
and they entered Canaan,
但是不久就有士师的时候
And not long after that, they had the judges.
是一段很混乱的日子。
It's the times of great confusion.
每个人都按照自己的意思去做。
Just everybody did what they wanted to do.
然后扫罗跟大卫建立了以色列国。
And then Saul and David started the Israelite kingdom.
大卫死了以后。
And after David died,
所罗门接他做王。
Solomon came on the throne.
所罗门死了。
And after Solomon,
亚罗伯安接着他做王
his son Rehoboam continued his king
但不久王国就分裂了
and not long after that the kingdom was split
有北国有南国
it was a northern kingdom and southern kingdom
可是他们敬拜偶像的风气越来越坏
and yet their culture of worshipping idols became worse
所以神借着亚述人的手毁灭了北国
and so God used the Assyrians to destroy The northern kingdom,
所以又借助巴比伦的手毁灭了南国
and used the Babylonians to destroy the southern kingdom.
所以以色列人被掳到巴比伦
and so Israelites were taken away as captives.
在那边有七十年的时间
for 70 years.
一直到他们有机会再回到耶路撒冷重建圣城跟圣殿
until they had the opportunity to return to Jerusalem.To rebuild the city walls and also the temple.
所以旧约快要结束的时候
And so toward the end of the Old Testament.
这故事里面提到说以色列只有一些少数的人余数的人留下来的
The Old Testament told us that there were just remnants of the Israelite people.
他们很可怜
They were very pitiful.
他们需要神的帮助
They needed God's help.
所以弟兄姐妹们
So brothers and sisters.
整本旧约圣经不是给我们一些彼此不相关的神学
The whole Bible does not give us some unrelated theology
或是一些不相关的哲学思想
or some unrelated philosophical thought
或者是记载了一些有趣的事件
or recorded some interesting facts
好像大卫杀死了一个巨人啊，哥利亚
like David killing a giant Goliath
或者说在这个以利亚在加密山上一次可以战胜假先知450人
and how Elijah killed 450 of the Baal's prophets on Mount Carmel
也不是记载说这个老年的但以理啊，在狮子坑里面没有受到损伤
nor was it only about the elderly Daniel was not hurt in the lion's den
旧约是 是一个历史
Old Testament is history.
我们可以从这里面看到这位特别的神。
From it we can see this a very special God.
因为历史就是他的故事。
Because history is really his story.
是神的故事。
God's story.
他让我们看到他是谁。
He let us see who he is.
他让我们看到说他是什么样子。
Let us see what he's like.
今天经济不景气。
Today in this economic downturn time,
有些人要找工作。
Some people are looking for a job.
你找工作的时候，第一件事情做什么
？First thing you do when you're seeking for a job is
你常常是把你的履历表寄给人家。
Very often you send out your resume.
人家拿到你履历表以后怎么样
？And what do the people do when they get your resume?
他们是马上就雇佣你。
Do they employ you right away?
大部分的公司啊。
Most companies.
他们要知道你需要给他几个推荐人的名字。
They want to ask you for references, some names of as references.
然后他们要跟这些推荐人谈话。
And they want to talk to the references.
为什么他们跟他谈话
？Why do they want to talk to the references?
因为他们想要知道你和人家来往的时候是什么样的情形。
Because they want to know how you interact with other people.
同样的。
Similarly.
旧约圣经呢
？The Old Testament.
神不是只是给我们一份他的履历表。
God does not just give us his resume.
记载一些他很抽象的真理
Recording some abstract truth
旧约圣经更是
Old Testament moreover is
当你和神住在一起的时候
That when you live with God
神怎么样是什么样的样子
What is God like
他怎么样处理属于他的人
How does he deal with the people who belong to him
当你跟神在一起的时候
When you're with God
你哪一些方面你需要认识清楚
What are some of the things you need to know?
既然神是创造的神，
This God is a creating God.
这个认识对你我今天有什么应用？
How does this knowledge of Him apply to us?
如果他是创造主，
If He is the creating God,
我们属于他，
We belong to Him.
世界上的每一件物，每一个人都属于他，
Everything and everybody belongs to Him.
那他就有权随他的意思去处理了。
Therefore, he has the authority to do as he pleases.
我们可以避免一些所谓不公平的想法。
And we can avoid thinking that something is unfair.
神啊，为什么你只选以色列人不选中国人呢？
Like God, why didn't you choose the Chinese over the Israelites?
为什么恶人今天得势，义人受害？
Why do the wicked prosper and the righteous suffer?
为什么这件事不好事情发生在我的身上？
How come this bad thing happened to me?
发生在我家人的身上，
my family,
而不发生在别人的身上。
And to other people.
我们不完全的了解神。
We don't completely know God.
我们是受造之物啊。
Because we are His creation.
我们没有资格，也没有能力。
We don't have we are not qualified, we don't have the ability.
然后对神的事情有一个正确的判断。
To make a correct judgment about God.
因为他是创造的神。
Because he's a creating God.
我们看第二大点。
Let's look at second main.
他是个圣洁的神。
He's a holy God.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们。
Bible clearly tells us.
神对圣洁的热情或热爱，
About the passion of God for holiness.
他是极其的热情，
He's extremely passionate.
因为他是个圣洁的神。
Because he is a holy God.
我们每个月有一次守圣餐。
Every month we have the holy communion.
我们每次守圣餐的时候，我们经常会念一段经文。
And usually we'll read a scripture passage.
是在哥林多前书十一章。
Taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
我们常常从23节读到29节。
Very often we start from verse 23 and then finish at verse 29.
但是今天我们看我们今天请看25节。
But today let's read verse 25.
哥林多前书十一章二十五节。
First Corinthians 11 verse 25.
说饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。这边提到说所立的新约哈。
Here it talks about a new covenant.
立约这个字就是直接从旧约里面出来的。
This word covenant came directly from the Old Testament.
我们每次想到立约哈。
Every time we think of covenant.
我不晓得你的反应是怎么样。
I don't know what's your reaction.
我们觉得说，哎呀，这是个很枯燥、很干燥、无味的事。
Maybe you feel this is something very dry, very uninterested.
但是旧约里面的立约呢？
Yet in the Old Testament covenant,
其实是很温暖的。
Actually, it's very warm.
因为它带着私人的关系啊。
Because it involves personal things.
举一个比方。
For example.
人与人当中最亲密的关系是谁？
What is the most intimate human relationship?
应该是夫妻了。
Should be between husband and wife.
而婚姻的关系呢？
And for the marriage relationship,
圣经说是个立约的关系。
God said this is a covenant relationship.
表示两个人。
Meaning for two people.
他们不但彼此立约。
Not only do they covenant with each other.
他们在神的面前立约。
They also covenant with God.
他们彼此立约说我们要彼此相爱。
They covenant together that they will have mutual love for each other.
彼此照顾。
They will mutual care for each other.
彼此支持。
And mutual support.
所以婚姻的立约不是 很干燥、很冷淡的。
So the marriage covenant is not dry nor cold.
其实是很温暖的。
Actually, it's very warm.
因为有私人的关系在里面。
It involves our personal feelings.
所以当我们读到说神对圣洁的事情很热情的时候，
We talk about God being passionate for holiness.
我们需要知道他是在立约的这种关系之下表现出来的。
We have to understand that he is saying this within the context of covenant.
根据圣经，
According to the Bible,
我们人有个大问题。
We have a big problem as men.
每个人是罪人。
Everyone is a sinner.
并且你没有办法处理你的罪。
And also you cannot handle your sin.
那怎么办呢？
So what can you do?
我们怎么能够跟神有原来这个关系呢？
How can we restore the original relationship with God?
旧约的答案就是献祭。
And the answer in the Old Testament is through sacrifice.
屡次提到献祭。
Mentioned sacrifices over and over.
特别如果你读利未记的时候。
Especially if you read Leviticus.
他提了又提。
It talks about that all the time.
每章都在提。
In every chapter.
他是教导神的子民一个真理啊。
It's telling, teaching God's people one truth.
说罪会弄脏你的生命。
That sin would defile your life.
罪的代价是生命。
And the cost of sin is life.
罪让你与神分开啊。
And sin separates you from God.
告诉我们说我们需要圣洁。
It tells us that we need to be holy.
我们因但是我们没有圣洁。
But we don't have holiness.
所以神需要替我们找了一个代替品啊。
And therefore God needs to give us a substitute.
让我们可以跟神和好。
So that we can be reconciled with God.
神每次的用献祭。他提醒我们几件事情。
God over and over used a sacrifice to remind us of few things.
罪是很严重的。
Sin is very serious.
哦，不是我一时的软弱。
It's not just a momentary weakness.
也不是说只是我的缺点而已。
Or it's just my weakness, shortcoming.
罪的代价是生命。
The cost of sin is life.
一个无辜的生命去代替一个有罪的人。
An innocent life for
然后又告诉我们
and it continues to tell us,
罪会弄脏人
that sin defiles.
所以在他们圣殿里面
therefore in the temple,
至圣所呢不许任何人进去
nobody can enter the holy of holies.
至圣所代表神
holy of holies represents God.
没有人可以进去
nobody can enter.
一年一度大祭司可以进去一次
except once a year the high priest can enter.
他仍需要带着血进去
and he, even he needs to bring in blood.
因为罪会弄脏人
because sin defiles man.
然后告诉我们
and then continues to tell us
我们需要洁净
that we should be cleansed.
只有流血才能得到洁净
and only through the blood that we can be purified.
你如果注意到这个献祭跟平常不信耶和华神的人献祭有不同啊
Have you noticed that this kind of sacrifice is different from sacrifice offered by non-believers?
这个献祭不是说有感恩的人在献祭。
This sacrifice is not from grateful people.
乃是有罪的人在献祭。
But from sinners.
这个献祭不是一个无知的人在献祭。
This sacrifice is not offered by ignorant people.
乃是受过教导人，他知道怎么样去献祭。
But it's offered by instructed people.
并且他们每年都有一个大的赎罪日哈。
And every year there's a day of atonement.
那这个更特别了。
And this is even more special.
这个跟许多其他的信仰上人的想法完全不一样。
So different from other religions' understanding.
其他人，哎呀，事情不顺利的时候，赶快要去献祭。
Other people, when things don't go right, they'll quickly go to offer a sacrifice.
但是以色列人呢？
And yet for the Israelites.
不管情形好坏、啊、
no matter the situation is good or bad,
不管股票是上升或下降
whether the stock is going up or down,
不管我今天有没有生病、啊、
whether I'm healthy today or not,
不管我们是打胜仗还打败仗、啊、
whether we are winning the war or we are losing,
我们每年需要一个赎罪日
every year we need the day of atonement,
提醒我们
to remind us,
因为我们常常继续活在罪里面
that we continuously live in sin,
罪让我们与神隔离
and sin separates us from God.
虽然我们不能献上一个完全的祭物
even though we cannot offer up a perfect sacrifice,
但借着这些献祭
and yet through these repeated sacrifices,
告诉我们
telling us,
有一天神献上他自己
that God one day will offer himself,
我们有机会完全的接近神
and then we can come to God completely.
如果神是圣洁的，那这个教导对你我今天有什么应用？
If God is holy, what does this teaching teach us?
这个应用是这样。
The application goes like this.
我们需要问一个问题。
We need to ask a question.
我们究竟是什么样的人？
What kind of people are we?
我们是像旧约里面的人那么坏，需要一个这么大的献祭系统来支持我们吗？
Are we as bad as the Israelites, as sinful as they, so that we need to have such a great sacrificial system to take care of us?
也许用一个更清楚的问题。
Or maybe I ask a clearer question.
究竟人基本是好的还是坏的？
and that is, it's meant basically good or bad.
这是个核心的问题。
This is a core question.
你的答案会决定你认为教会应该怎么样。
And your answer will make you think how the church should be.
如果你认为人基本上是好的。
If you think man is basically good.
那你会觉得说教会应该是个地方啊。
And then you think that church is a place.
在那里我们可以得到鼓励来加强我们的自尊。
Where you'll be encouraged to develop your better self-esteem.
让我们只讲我们好的地方。
And we only talk about good things.
不提我们的罪。
Not about our sins.
让我们把教会建筑在人好的地方。
So our church should be built on the good deeds of people.
你会朝这个方向去想。
And you continue to think along that.
你的意见会从这里出来。
And your opinions will come out from that.
但是如果你认为人基本上是坏的。
But if you think man is basically bad, wicked,
特别我们是死在罪恶中
especially we are dead in our trespasses,
与神隔绝
and separated from God,
那你会觉得教会需要清楚地告诉人
you decide that church needs to tell people clearly,
我们怎样可以找到救恩
how can we have salvation,
让罪得赦免
so that sins can be forgiven,
我们怎么样有新的生命
how can we have new life,
并且
And also,
你要教会说你要经常地提醒我们
and we like the church to remind us constantly.
我们就是得救之后
that even after we are saved,
仍然会经常地犯罪
we'll very often continue to sin.
健康教会的第二个记号
the second mark of the healthy church,
圣洁的神
is this holy God.
我们需要这样的认识他
And we have to know him this way.
我们也需要同样的认识到自己。
And in the same way know ourselves.
我们看第三点。
The third point.
他是信实的神。
It's a faithful God.
旧约里面，你可以说一个谜语很奇怪。
There's an Old Testament riddle, you can call that.
不太容易解答。
It's very difficult to solve that.
那我们一起看。出埃及记三十四章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 34.
出埃及记三十四章。
Exodus chapter 34.
我们从第六节念到第七节。
Let's read from verse 6 to 7.
出埃及记三十四章第六节。
Exodus 34.
我们一起读到第七节。
Let's read verses 6 to 7.
OK, 一起来。耶和华在他面前宣告说耶和华耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神不轻易发怒并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实为千万人存留慈爱赦免罪孽过犯和罪恶万不以有罪的无罪必追讨他的罪自负己子直到三世代请注意在第七节第六节后半边跟第七节这里
Please pay attention to the second part of verse 6 and also verse 7
OK 特别我们看第七节就好他说为千万人存留慈爱赦免罪孽过犯和万罪恶万不以有罪为无罪
Verse 7 says who keeps loving kindness for thousands who forgives iniquity transgression and sin yet he will by no means leave the guilty unpunished.
一方面好像说神赦免过犯。
On the one hand, seems to say God forgives.
一方面又说万不以有罪的无罪。
And yet on the other side, by no means leave the guilty unpunished.
怎么可能两方面同时存在呢
？How can these two things coexist?
这是个谜语啊。
This is a riddle, of
course. 这个谜语的答案不是在以色列人的身上。
And the answer cannot be found in the Israelites.
而是在神跟他的应许上面
But in God and his promises,
特别是在神所应许的那一位的人的身上
especially in the one that God promised, but,
就是耶稣基督那位弥赛亚
and that is Jesus Christ, the Messiah.
因为在旧约的时候以色列人是屡次的用牛羊献祭
Because the Israelites in the Old Testament offered sacrifices after sacrifice.
牛羊的血代表耶稣的血。
And the blood of the ram and the bull represent Jesus.
他们每次这样做去献祭。
So every time when they offered sacrifice,
他们的罪得到赦免。
Their sin was forgiven.
这个行动带给他们有盼望。
And this action brought hope to them.
所以到了新约的时候。
And therefore in the New Testament,
以色列人他们不再怀疑说这个弥赛亚要不要来啊。
The Israelites no longer doubt that the Messiah is coming.
他们知道他一定要来。
They knew that he's coming for sure.
他们就等待他来。
And they're just waiting for him to come.
因为这是神给他们的应许。
This is God's promise to them.
可是当这位弥赛亚来的时候。
And yet when this Messiah came.
以色列人却很奇怪。
Israelites were surprised.
没有完全的接受他。
They did not accept him fully.
因为这位先知耶稣基督。
Because this prophet Jesus Christ.
当他显现他的时候
When he presented himself,
他不知道是弥赛亚预言弥赛亚那位国王
Not only was he the Messiah king,
这是以色列人喜欢的
And that is something the Israelites like.
他还同时是那个弥赛亚那位 受苦者
At the same time he was the Messiah the suffering servant.
这以色列人不喜欢不接受
And that's something the Israelites did not like nor accept.
耶稣把这两个预言都归纳他的身上。
Jesus had these two prophecies on him.
圣经是要告诉我们。
The Bible wants to tell us.
只有这位国王。
Only this king.
只有这位受害者。
Only this suffering servant.
只有这位弥赛亚才是我们唯一的希望。
Only this Messiah is our only hope.
所以耶稣解决了出埃及三十四章这个谜语。
And so Jesus was the solution to this widow, riddle.
他让我们看到
he lets us know
神可以赦免我们的罪患
that God can forgive our sins
又在同时
and at the same time
惩罚那有罪的人
punish the guilty.
那么这个对你我今天有什么应用
So how can we apply that today?
当我们了解到耶稣为什么要来
When we understand why Jesus came,
我们便知道神是信实的
Then we know that God is faithful.
不要去想说其他的耶稣为什么要来
Why did Jesus come?
因为神是信实
Because God is faithful.
他说过的话一定会兑现
What he said will be fulfilled.
他给的应许一定会成就
All his promises will be fulfilled.
也许兑现的时间成就的时间没有马上
Maybe it will not be fulfilled right away.
也许还有一段日子
Or we have to wait a while.
但你可以放心
But please remember this.
耶稣基督是使神的应许成就
Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of God's promises.
证明他是信实的神
And proving God is faithful.
我们再看第四点
Let's look at the fourth point.
神是慈爱的神
God is a loving God.
神的信实跟慈爱是紧紧连在一起。
God's faithfulness and loving kindness are related closely knit together.
神对他的子民是特别的慈爱。
God is especially kind to his people.
我们看一段圣经节，我很喜欢。
There's a favorite verse of mine.
耶利米书三十一章。
Jeremiah chapter 31.
第三节。
Verse 3.
耶利米书三十一章第三节。
Jeremiah chapter
31 verse 3. 31 verse 3. 早上请大家跟我一起念。耶利米
书31章第3节。Please read this verse together with me.
来。古时耶和华向以色列显现说我以永远的爱爱你因此我以慈爱吸引你。他的爱是永远的。
His love is everlasting.
他的爱不在于说你的表现怎么样。
His love does not depend on what I am.
他的爱是因为他已经应许了。
Because his love has been promised.
并且他说我以这样的爱来吸引你。
And he says that I've drawn you with such a kind of love.
我们刚才第三点看到神的信实。
And the third point we look at God's faithfulness.
他说他每一句话都要兑现。
He said that all his words will be fulfilled.
这是他的本性。
And that's his character.
他讲的话不会改变的。
God's words will never change.
他也永远不能改变。
And he will never change.
但是他为什么这样？为什么他对我们信实呢？
Why is he faithful toward us?
背后的原因是因为他爱我们。
The reason behind it is because of his love for us.
是他对我们信实。
That's why he's faithful to us.
我们看一处圣经节，我们很熟悉的。
Let's look at a familiar Bible passage.
以赛亚书。
Isaiah.
第五十三章。
Chapter 53.
第四节、第五节。
Verses 4 to 5.
以赛亚书第三章第四节、第五节。
Isaiah 53 verses 4 to 5.
找到要请大家跟我一起来念以赛亚书五十三章第四节第五节
Let's read these two verses from Isaiah 53 together
OK 来他承担担当我们的忧患背负我们的痛苦我们却为他受责罚被神击打苦待了哪知他为我们的过犯受害为我们的罪孽压伤因他受的刑罚我们得平安因他受的鞭伤我们得医治谢谢这边告诉我们基督在爱中向我们所做的事
Here tells us what the Lord did for us in his love
当基督这样爱我们的时候
When Christ loves us this way
我们是不是一个很好的光景呢
Were we in very good situation?
不是的
No.
我们的光景很糟糕啊。
We're in very bad state.
因为第六节告诉我们。
Just in verse 6 we're told.
我们都如羊走迷啊，个人偏行己路啊。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。首先我们走迷路啊。
First of all, we have gone astray.
我们自己不晓得。
And we didn't know it.
我们自己也没有办法走出来啊
And we could not get out of it.
这是一条恐怖的路啊
This is a terrifying road.
这条路会带你到悬崖裂谷啊
This path will lead us to cliffs and a very sharp drop.
这条路是带到死亡之路啊
And leads to death.
可是他下面说
And then it continues to say this
个人偏行己路啊
It says each one of us has turned to his own way.
我高兴怎么样就怎么样。
I'll do whatever I like.
我不要人讲我。
I don't want anybody to say anything.
我不要我的太太讲我。
I don't want my wife to say anything.
我不要我的先生讲我。
Or my husband.
我不要牧师讲我。
I don't want a pastor to say anything.
我就是要继续这样。
I want to continue this way.
偏行己路。
We have all turned to our own way.
人自高自大。
We are prideful.
人硬着颈项我坚持要走这条路
I want to continue on this way.
那么神呢将我们众人的罪孽都归在耶稣的身上由他承担
了 And so、
基督就在我们这种坏的光景他这样爱我们
Jesus loved us while we were in this bad state.
保罗也这么说
And Paul said the same thing.
那么看罗马书第五章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 5.
第六节到第八节。
Verse 6 to 8.
罗马书第五章第六节到第八节。
Romans chapter 5, verses 6 to 8.
找到请大家跟我一起来念。罗马书第五章第六到第八请。因我们还软弱的时候基督就按守定的日期为罪人死为义人死是少有的为人人死或是有敢做的唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死神的爱就在此向我们显明了是在我们做坏人的时候是在我们跟神抵挡的时候是我们不要神的时候他在那个时候为我们死今天你我能够成为基督徒能成为属于神的人因为神这样的爱我们他继续保持他的应许那么这个神是慈爱的神
This God is a loving God.
这一点对你我今天有什么应用
So how can we apply this today?
我们需要问个问题
We need to ask a question.
成为一个基督徒是什么意思
What does it mean to be a Christian?
当一个人成为基督徒
When a person becomes a Christian,
什么事情发生了
What has happened?
是不是做个简单的祷告就可以
Does it mean that I prayed a simple prayer?
是不是来一个简单的决志就行了
Or make a simple decision?
是不是要悔改
Does it mean that I have to repent?
是不是要相信
To believe?
如果我像圣经上所说那么的坏
If I'm as bad as what the Bible describes
那我怎么可能悔改相信呢
How can I repent and believe?
并且我也是死在罪犯过犯罪恶之中
And also, I've been dead in trespasses and sins.
我怎么突然一下又可能悔改相信呢
How can I suddenly repent and believe?
怎么会有这样的事情呢
How can that happen?
最终的答案
But the ultimate answer is
我们能成为基督徒
for us to become a Christian
这个事情和爱有关
has a lot to do with love
这个爱不是你的爱
and this is not our love
这个爱不是我的爱
it's not my, his love
主要是神的爱
and mainly it's God's love
我们能够得救
for us to be saved
这个事实告诉我们
this fact tells us
神是慈爱的神
that God is a loving God
难怪老约翰到了晚年
no wonder the old John
他这么说
He said during his old age.
请我们看约翰一书第四章。
Please turn to 1 John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章。
1 John chapter 4.
第十节。
Verse 10.
约翰一书第四章第十节。
1 John chapter 4 verse 10.
我们一起来念。
Let's read together, please.
一起来。不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们。差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱，这是爱的定义。
This is definition of love.
这个不是我们平常想象爱的意思。
This is not the usual meaning of love.
神的爱里面有流血。
Within God's love that involves bleeding.
他爱我们，因为我们还是罪人的时候。
He loved us while we were yet sinners.
再看十九节。
Let's look at verse 19.
十九节，我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
来。我们爱，因为神先爱我们。如果神不先爱我们，
If God did not love us first,
我们首先不晓得怎么爱别人。
First of all, we don't know how to love others.
我们也没有那个爱的能力。
And we don't have the ability to love.
我们讲了半天，只是人间所形容的一些很肤浅的爱。
All we can say is that kind of a very superficial kind of love.
圣经里的神。
The God of the Bible
是这位奇妙充满慈爱的神。
Is this wonderful God is full of love?
我们看最后一点。
Let's look at the last point.
对于我们神的认识。
In our knowledge of God.
他是有主权的神。
First, he is a sovereign God.
主权什么意思？
What does sovereignty mean?
是他有绝对的权柄。
That means he's an absolute power.
可以统治他所创造的万物啊。
To reign over all his creation.
当我们说神有主权，
When we say God is sovereign,
请记住我们说以下这三件事情。
Please remember that we mean the following three things.
首先，
First,
他是全知。
He is omniscient.
第二个，他是全能。
Secondly, he is omnipotent.
第三呢？
And thirdly,
他有绝对的自由。
He has absolute freedom.
如果在他在任何的三方面有一方面受到限制
If he is limited in any of these three areas
甚至是稍微一点点的限制
Even a little limitation
那他便不是有主权的
Then he is not absolutely sovereign
举个比方
Let me give you an example
神说我要爱一个人
God said I want to love this person
但是如果他没有主权的话
But if God doesn't have sovereignty
那就有可能了
Then it's possible
有些事情发生了
that when something happens,
环境不一样了
when the situation surrounding
时间不对了
and time is not right,
阻碍了他去爱这个人
then he is obstructed for loving this person
但是他有主权
yet he has sovereignty
他要爱他就能爱
when he wants to love he can
怎么知道神有主权
how do we know God is sovereign
圣经屡次的讲
Because God, the Bible tells us over and over.
我们看几处的圣经节。
Let's look at a few verses.
历代志上二十九章。
Second Chronicles, First Chronicles 29.
历代志上二十九章。
First Chronicles chapter 9.
十一节到十二节。
Verses 11 and 12.
找大公一起来读历代志上二十九章十一节到十二节
First Chronicles 29 verses 11 and 12 Let's read that
OK 找大以后我们一起来请耶和华尊大能力荣耀强盛威严都是你的凡天上地下的都是你的国度也是你的并且你为至高为无有之首丰富尊荣都从你而来你也治理万物在你手里有大能大力使人尊大强盛都出于你再看一下诗篇二十四篇
Let's turn to Psalms
24篇, 第一节,
first verse.
Let's read together. 地和其中所充满的, 世界和住在其间的, 都属耶和华。 再看 47篇 第七节,
so 47 verse 17.
47篇 第七节,
oh, 47 verse 7.
Okay, 一起来。
Let's read together again.
因为神是全地的王, 你们要用悟性歌唱。 他是有主权的神。
He is the sovereign God.
所以他的旨意一定会成就。
Therefore, all his will be established.
当约伯在受苦难之后,
when Job, after he suffered,
他领悟到这一点,
he understood this point.
他这么写下来,
and he wrote it down.
约伯记42章,
Job chapter 42,
verses 1 to 2.
Job 42, verses 1 to 2.
请我们一起来念, 找到理后,
together.
Job 42, verses 1 and 2. 来, 约伯回答耶和华说, 我知道你万事都能做, 你的旨意不能拦阻。 神的旨意总是好的,
God's will is always good.
神的旨意不会去做坏事,
God's will not be for doing wickedness.
神的旨意不是说要恶人去做恶事,
God's will is not for the wicked to do wickedness.
做恶事的根源也不是从神来的,
and the root of wickedness is not from God.
因为他是个善良的神,
because he's a good God.
他的旨意是没有办法拦阻的,
and his purpose cannot be thwarted.
这就是圣经里的教导你和我。
This is the familiar teaching from the Bible.
我们可以向神委身,
we can commit to God.
我们可以信靠他,
I can trust him.
我们可以在一切的事情上都认定他,
we can acknowledge him in all things.
最基本的原因,
because the most basic reason,
他是个有主权的神,
is that he is a sovereign God.
圣经告诉我们他是有主权的神,
Bible tells us that he is a sovereign God.
圣经里面记载许多违反自然律的例子，也告诉我们他是有主权的神。
Bible recorded many instances of anti-nature, natural law.
神把红海分开了。
Like how God separated the Red Sea.
等到埃及兵丁来，他把红海合起来。
And when the Egyptians went in the sea, God caused the water to fall back.
神按时给以色列人降玛纳40年。
And God gave the Israelites manna. Daily for 40 years.
他们要吃肉的时候，神给他们鹌鹑吃。
When they wanted meat to eat, God gave them quail.
当他们到约旦河的时候,
and when they came to Jordan River,
神让约旦河停下来。
God caused the Jordan River to stop on the upper bank.
水不再流下来。
And water could not flow down.
他们可以进迦南。
And they could enter Canaan.
在耶利哥打仗的时候,
and when they were fighting the city of Jericho,
神让耶利哥的城墙从内向外跌倒。
God caused the wall of Jericho to fall outward.
军事专家会告诉你，打仗的时候，如果城墙也跌倒，是由外向内的。
And military strategists will tell you that if a wall falls down during war, then it always falls from outside in.
神让耶利哥城墙由内向外跌倒。
And God causes the Jericho wall to fall from inside out.
当耶稣要在打仗的时候,
and when Joshua was in battle,
神让太阳停了一天。
God allowed the sun to stop for one day.
其实我们今天知道，不是太阳停，是地球的转动停了一天。
We know today doesn't mean the sun stopped, and that means the earth stopped.
所以以色列人在基甸这个地方可以得到一个全部的胜利。
And so the people of Israel had a complete success in Gibeon.
新约同样屡次提到神违反自然律。
And also the New Testament is recorded many times that God is something that is against natural law.
还可以让水变久。
Change water into wine.
他可以行在水上,
he could walk up water.
还可以让死人复活,
and he can raise the dead.
这些违反自然的表现是要说明一件事情,
all these manifestations of the anti-natural law is really saying one thing.
什么事情呢?
And what is that?
神是有主权的神,
that God is a sovereign God.
他设计了自然律,
he established the natural law.
每一个人都要遵守,
and everybody has to obey them.
但是他不需要遵守,
yet he doesn't have to.
这个道理对你我今天有什么应用?
So this knowledge, how does that apply to us?
神有主权在他身上。
God is sovereign in himself.
他的旨意不能拦阻。
And his plans cannot be thwarted.
所以今天你有什么应用？
So how can we apply this knowledge?
有许多的应用。
There are many applications.
我今天只讲一个。
And I want to mention just one today.
我们碰到试炼。
When we encounter trials.
我们碰到苦难。
And suffering.
当我们遇到这些。
When we encounter these things.
我们可以得安慰。
We can be comforted.
因为苦难试炼是每个人都会碰到。
The sufferings and trials are common to man.
不管你信不信神。
Even if you don't believe of God.
你梦想的计划不能实现。
Your dreams cannot be fulfilled.
你身体的疾病不能马上就好。
And your sickness cannot be healed right away.
不公平的事情怎么发生在我身上？
Unfair things happen to you.
怎么失望的事情屡次的发生呢？
And disappointments happen to you all the time.
问题是你怎么面对这些？
The question is how do you face these things?
问题是你怎么想的？
How do you think?
神的儿女们呢？
For children of God.
知道这些事情在神的控制当中了。
We know that all these things are under God's control.
并且是神所允许的。
And they are permitted by God.
为我们的好处啊。
For our good.
而不是一些没有任何意义的偶然事件。
They are not just a meaningless accident.
或者是一个人生的悲剧而已的。
Or it's just a human tragedy.
我们可以心中有平安。
We can have peace in our heart.
我们可以有盼望。
We can have hope.
我们相信神知道。
We believe that God knows.
他知道我们的情形。
He knows our condition.
他统管万物。
Because he is sovereign.
他是有主权。
He rules over all.
结论。
Conclusion.
当你知道你是神的儿女。
When you know you are a child of God.
你会知道说神在你身上那个终局啊。结局是好的无比。
You know God's purpose for you in the end is unmatched.
我们看一句圣经节。
Let's look at Bible verse.
我们再看老约翰的话。
Let's look at the words of the old apostle John.
约翰一书第三章。
First John chapter 3.
第二节。
Verse 2.
约翰一书第三章第二节。
First John chapter 3 verse 2.
早早邀请大家一起来念约翰一书三章第二节，一起来。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的身体。请大家注意到我们必要像他。
Please pay attention that we will be like him.
大家还记得亚当夏娃怎么堕落的？
Remember the fall of Adam and Eve.
他们说我们要像神呢。
They said we want to be like God.
他们要独立啊。
They want to be independent.
但这里呢？
And yet here.
到了那个时候啊。
On that day.
我们必要像他。
We shall be like God.
我们有那种神给我们的完全的圣洁了。
We have the whole complete holiness from God.
我们的思想就会照着神的方法去想。
Our thinking will be according to God.
我们与神同在。
We'll be with God.
这是神给我们的应许。
This is promise from God.
而这位神就是圣经里面的神。
And this God is the God of the Bible.
不是老张的神，他想象出来的神。
Not the God of Mr. Chang we talk about.
不是你我用人主义想出来的神。
Or it's from man's perspective.
圣经其实都是在讲神。
Actually, the Bible is all about God.
说他的故事。
About his story.
说有关他的事。
Everything about him.
关于他讲过的应许。
About his promises.
关于他怎么来兑现这些应许。
And how he will fulfill these promises.
关于有一天我们必要像他。
And about how one day we shall be like him.
如果你还没有接受他。
If you not have received him.
如果你还没有相信他。
You have not believed in him.
如果你还没有依靠他。
If you have not trusted in him.
要不要今天就相信他。
May this be a day to believe in him.
要不要今天就依靠他。
May this be a day to trust in him.
今天就接受他。
And to receive him today.
我们祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你是那位圣经里面的神。
You are the God of the Bible.
你是创造的神。
You're the Creator God.
你是圣洁的神。
You are the Holy God.
你是信实的神。
You're the faithful God.
你是慈爱的神。
You're the loving God.
你更是有主权的神。
And moreover, you are sovereign God.
你的旨意不能拦阻。
And your purposes cannot be thwarted.
我们的前途多么美丽。
And how beautiful is our final destiny.
有天我们要像你。
And one day we shall be like you.
今天也许我们有挣扎。
Today we may have struggle.
今天也许我们碰到试炼苦难。
Maybe we encounter trials and suffering.
但是我们知道你掌权。
But we know you are sovereign.
有一天你会让这些事情都弄对。
And one day you make all things right.
我们这样祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray with thanksgiving in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.